Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we are going to join Tesla when they begin the live stream for the Plaid Model S delivery event. Obviously, we still have a little bit of time to go. Hopefully, those of you that are joining now have seen my tweet earlier today explaining when the stream is supposed to start. So doors for the event are 7 p.m. Pacific time, so we've just crossed that threshold a few minutes ago. And now we've got, you know, another hour, 7 minutes or so to go until the actual live stream gets fired up here. So I've got a countdown on screen here right below the notes. Hopefully you guys can see that. And then we'll obviously, whenever Tesla's stream gets going, we'll tune into that as well. So I figured we could just, you know, everyone's kind of sitting around waiting for this anyway. I figured we'll start to see some tweets and things come in from people at the event that we can follow along on Twitter. And yeah, we'll see what materializes before Tesla's stream actually starts, which again is supposed to start sometime around 8:15 p.m. Pacific time, though, as always with Tesla events, it could be later than that to some extent as well. So sorry for the late start here. I'm actually just finishing watching up the Milwaukee Bucks game. They're in the playoffs right now, and as a Milwaukee native, it would be a little bit sacrilegious for me to not watch it. So I'm just watching the stream right now. No one spoil it, but it looks like the Bucks are actually going to pull this one out. So, sorry, I know not everyone is interested in that, but yeah. All right, let me take a look here at what's going on online. We'll see if we've got any new news. Let me refresh the stream. Oh, it looks like there we go. So that stream countdown is going now for Tesla as well. I don't think they've got their stream up yet on YouTube yet, so yeah, we'll just kind of have to watch for that. I'll probably have to do a little bit of window flipping over here once those streams come in. All right, so let's see, and I'll be monitoring the chat here too, obviously before the event, just to you know, we can kind of hang out and I'll answer some questions and things like that, kind of like we did yesterday, going into just expectations. Those polls have now wrapped up, so it'll be interesting to see how the results there compare with the actual, you know, the actual presentation that we see tonight from Tesla. I should have made one of those questions an over-under on when the actual stream would start. That would have been a good one. Thanks for the super chat, Patrick. Oops. Yep. I'll have to move the graphics for these a little bit. There we go. Hopefully that works okay. There's literally 2 seconds left in the Bucks game, so I'm just I felt like I was getting too past the point where I needed to start the stream, but I also want to just finish this game up. But let's pop over to Twitter here in a second, and we can see what may be going on there. Yep. And forgive me, I'm running with two keyboards here. This is the only way that I could get this set up. So I might make some errors in terms of which keyboard I'm typing on as we go here. I'm guessing we're probably not seeing any tweets yet from the actual event. Here's a little video from Tesla. We'll see what that is. I think that's just a little Plaid tunnel there. Hopefully you guys are picking up on that audio. I think we should be all set for the audio when we actually do get the stream. I won't let that run. Tesla Raj looks like he's at the event. Nice little check-in graphic there. I don't know if everyone saw this picture, but this was a day or two ago from Giga Texas. Nice little shot of the Cybertruck in a very construction worker setting. Sure, Tesla liked that photo op. Yeah, it looks like we're not seeing too much from the event yet. Tesla owners online looks like they've got a little bingo card here. I think you guys can see that. Let's see. Elon wears a velvet jacket. Those of you that followed Tesla a long time, that actually goes way, way back. There used to be a leaker on Reddit that went by the username of Elon's Velvet Jacket. That's not the only relation there. Elon did frequently wear a velvet jacket, but I don't know if that's what they're referencing. But kind of interesting to see that. Okay, so the Bucks game just ended. The Bucks won, so congrats to Milwaukee Bucks. Excited for that. If there's any background noise in my stream, that's probably people celebrating. Hopefully, people will be respectful. Okay, so let me flip over here. Okay, so Velvet Jacket, Gigafactory update. I don't know that we'd get anything with that. Tri-Motor, sure, they'll talk about that. Plaid Plus is for Roadster. So Elon did tweet a couple days ago, you know, that the Plaid Plus was canceled, obviously. He responded exactly to someone saying that, you know, anyone that wants the Plaid Plus could go for the Roadster, and they kind of fit in the same segment. So Elon did comment on that a little bit. I made my thoughts pretty clear. Pretty clear yesterday. I don't think we're going to see any Roadster discussion or, you know, the Roadster rolling out or anything like that from this event. I think it would detract from what Tesla's done with the Plaid Model S. So I think they'll keep that for another time. Yeah. Event food runs out. That does sometime happen at Tesla's event, but the drinks never do. They're always fully stocked on the drinks, which now that I mentioned that, I am not. Should have prepared for that. All right, so let's see if there's any new stuff here. Every time I see this photo, I use this for my article yesterday. Every time I see this photo, I wish that the blue Tesla paint actually looked like that. Not quite the same. Actually, this is perfect because there's another blue car right by it. So here's the pro image, and here's the blue in real life. A little different. So I'll just kind of keep refreshing here. Hopefully we'll start getting some updates from people at the event. Maybe if I search for Tesla Plaid, I don't know. I wonder if Tesla's doing a hashtag for this thing. Oh, someone tweeting out my stream. It's always fun to see. Looks like we got, if my internet can work here, got a few Tesla community members there. I think that's maybe Raj over there, Ken Paquette. I recognize a couple of these other people. I won't speculate too much in case I'm wrong. All right, so it doesn't look like too much happening yet. Let me flip back to this countdown, make sure everything is still the same there. Looks like it is. And all right, let me hop into chat here and make sure I didn't miss anything. So for anybody just joining, I mentioned at the opening, but the doors for the event were at 7 o'clock Pacific time. The event is supposed to, the presentation is supposed to start at 8:15 p.m. Pacific time. I did tweet out an article earlier if you want to adjust for time zone. Otherwise, we've got the little countdown here for when that should take place. So we're about 58 minutes away, probably a little bit longer than that. So feel free to return. Otherwise, it's just going to kind of be me here hanging out until we get to the actual presentation. So Levi's got a question here. Let me just put these in the right spot. What is the security like at Tesla events? So let's think. I've been to a few now. Model Y, Cybertruck, and Battery Day. They were all a little bit different. The Cybertruck and Model Y events, I think, were in LA, and then Battery Day was in Fremont. So the setups were a little bit different. I think the Battery Day, obviously, everything was happening with coronavirus. I think things were like a little bit, you know, there was more direct guidance of where people should be. Obviously, people all had cars that they were placed into to kind of keep people separate during battery day last year. Before that, the Cybertruck event and Model Y, basically you go, you get a little, actually I think I've got them. Might as well just go grab these since we've got 57 minutes here to kill. So you get little badges like this. This is the Cybertruck event one. And there's battery day. So you get a little badge and a lanyard. I do sell the lanyard for Model Y. So there's the Model Y badge. You can see there they have a little Wi-Fi network so for people to connect to. But yeah, you just get your badge based on your event confirmation email, and security checks that when you come in. It's nothing too crazy. I think maybe there were metal detectors or something. I might be misremembering that. But nothing extremely notable that I remember. You know, obviously in the event they've got security watching, you know, watching things, making sure nothing is looking suspicious, things like that. But I would say pretty typical to, like, I don't know, maybe like a concert, something like that, in terms of security. But then they've got all their, you know, Tesla's got food provided, they've got drinks provided. They usually have some sort of like signature cocktail, which is kind of fun for the evening. Otherwise, they've got just, you know, bartenders staffing the events, so they're pretty fun, and it's an awesome opportunity to kind of, you know, mingle with people that have like interests, kind of like we're trying to do here on a live stream. But obviously, it's a little bit more fun in person. But really good question. All right, so I saw someone in all caps type at me, please answer the super chat questions. So let me get to these, because yes, that is what I want to do. Unfortunately, the format of the software that I use is like not great to narrow those down. So just give me a second here as I kind of scroll through and make sure that these are. So here's the first super chat I see. Event has been delayed by 1 hour. Look at Tesla livestream page. Stop blaming Rob. It's okay. If you guys want to blame me, that's all right. I did start 7 minutes late, and then I started, you know, half watching the Bucks game. Okay. I will try to get to all these super chats. All right, David asks, what's your odds for there being one more thing if less than 50%? Let me take a look at how that poll ended up yesterday here. So I'll switch over to Safari. Just being a little cautious to make sure I don't have anything private up. One of the questions we had yesterday when we were kind of going through expectations was, will there be a surprise one more thing at the Tesla Model S event? If yes, reply with expectation. So ended up with 10,000 votes. I think that was maybe the most popular poll, and 64% expect some sort of one more thing at the event. So let's kind of scroll through here and see maybe what people have responded. I can make this a little bit bigger, and it's lots of people talking about, you know, Roadster related stuff, Model 2. So, you know, a $25,000 Tesla. Again, I just think, first of all, the Model 2 definitely warrants its own event. I also think there's not really any purpose for Tesla to unveil, you know, a cheaper Tesla at this point in time. Demand is through the roof for the cars that they already have. They're selling everything that they can make. So I don't think it makes much sense to, you know, put that out there and distract people from what Tesla can currently actually build and sell. Plus, it obviously deserves its own event as well. And I just don't think Tesla's quite at the point where they either need to or want to announce anything related to a cheaper Tesla. Unveiling of how the revised S has lost weight. So I don't know that that would be a one more thing, but yes, I do expect hopefully Tesla to discuss that in some pretty good detail. I think that's a huge, huge element of what they've been able to accomplish here. Well, you know, Elon Musk on the Q1 earnings call said that the cost to produce the refresh Model S, even though obviously there's tons of features and everything, they've got the, you know, the AMD APU and GPU in there. Obviously that's adding cost too. Despite those things, Elon said that it's cheaper to produce than the older versions. And yet we saw the price increase yesterday on the Plaid Model S up to $129,000. And even the base price long range, $79,900, that's up from where Tesla was before, before the refresh at $69,420 on the Model S. So we should see pretty good margins. Cutting out weight, you know, that's definitely a factor in terms of being able to save money in terms of production, putting less batteries in there, saving money on that as well. FSD subscription, we talked a little bit about that yesterday. I don't expect we're going to see a version 9. Maybe they'll talk about the subscription, but I don't think, you know, kind of what's the point until we have the next big update. So that seems much more like an earnings call type of thing than this. I think this is more of a product event. I don't really expect anything like that. He announces the boring machine has beaten Gary as it chews its way up the floor and swallows much of the crowd. Well, I was with you in the first half of that. Hopefully that doesn't swallow up the crowd, but... Some more Roadster stuff. New game. So I definitely think there's going to be a new game. I think there was some Twitter confirmation of that there's going to be some new game. I think we had speculated yesterday that could be, you know, Witcher 3, because obviously all of Tesla's promo materials have had that so far. All right, so let me move on here then back to the rest of the super chats. But good question there, David. So we're about 50 minutes out right now. Thank you, Patrick. I might have already put that one on screen, but thank you. All right, Lester, that one came pretty big through on the screen, but remember, folks, this event and product update is just another step in the long-term success of Tesla, beyond having to prove Tesla can manufacture at scale and sell compelling vehicles. Well stated. Very well stated, Lester. Got us. Big super chat there from Power Cow. Love the username. Love the super chat. Thank you. Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate that. Clapscope asking, how do you see Tesla's market share of the total car market changing over the next 5 to 10 years? Yep. let me see if I can get the angle right here. Mirroring myself. I think it's going to look like that. Up and to the right. Specifically, if we do the math, you know, Tesla targeting 20 million vehicles delivered in 2030. They total car market is somewhere around 80 million vehicles, so they're going for 20 to 30% of the total car market, depending on how it changes over time. And I think it'll be a steady increase up to that point. You know, I don't at this point have confidence that Tesla's going to get there, but, you know, to that 20 million vehicle target, but they're certainly going to be among the top five automakers by 2030, you know, pretty much no doubt in my mind on that, with VW and Toyota heading the top of the volume rankings there at right around 10 million per year. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Grant. All right, Benjamin, Rob, someone asked a question earlier I thought was interesting. When will the government begin regulating vehicle acceleration? I don't think ever. I don't think a lot of people would really want that. And I don't know that it's going to accomplish a whole lot in terms of additional safety. Acceleration can actually help you be a safer driver if you use it properly. It can help you avoid rear collisions, obviously, if you have quick acceleration. Tesla, in some cases, I think has, don't quote me on this, but I think Tesla's actually automated that process to some extent where if the area in front is clear and there's a rear collision coming, I think the Tesla will accelerate. If not, they should do that. So, yeah, again, don't quote me on that, but I feel like I remember reading a couple stories about that. But regardless, you can use acceleration as a defensive driver, so I think limiting that would be a mistake. If we're talking like limiting something below 2 seconds, 0 to 60, then I could see something like that. I mean, technically, you can already get a ticket for driving in that sort of a way, just kind of reckless driving. So I think it'll probably just be covered under that. I don't see any real need to change anything like that. Daniel asking a question. I don't really have any answer on this. I guess Holmar's deleting Twitter. Honestly, I didn't see that. And if that's true, I have no information on it. I doubt it's because of the event thing, though. Like, I know he's asking for an invitation, but he's usually pretty sarcastic, and I don't think he would actually be too disappointed about that. Obviously disappointed, but not to that extent. I think I'm getting close to caught up here. T Jones says, take your hat off, mate. Sometimes I do. The secret there is I've been growing my hair out since COVID started, since February last year. Yeah, you guys don't really want to see it. Thank you, Sir Hattis. Tony again. Thanks, Tony. Appreciate that. I recognize this name from the other day, but I cannot pronounce it. I do have some Tesla tequila. Yeah, I hopped on that right away when it came out. I'm saving it though. I'm a big saver. Shocker. Elijah, if you've got any more information on that, let me know. Maybe we gotta hop back to Twitter. I'm not gonna read that in case anyone doesn't want spoilers, but it's on screen there. Dennis, what were you like as a kid? Were you always so balanced and analytical? I don't know about so balanced. That probably has developed over time. I've always been relatively analytical, though. I'm trying to think if I have any good stories to demonstrate that. I do remember once that my older brother was, my mom was like not gonna let him go to homecoming or something, the homecoming dance, and I remember I don't know, I would have been in probably middle school or something, and I remember arguing with my mom to try to get her to let my brother go because there were only a finite number of dances that he would have the opportunity to go to in his high school career. I just felt it was wrong. Grant asked, will you be chatting with Pierre again soon? Would love to see you both unpack this event. The last catch up was incredibly insightful. Yeah, probably not super soon. I think Pierre's pretty much got us where he wants to come on. That's, you know, I'm willing to chat with him. He's always got a lot of good insight to share. And, you know, I think we're lucky to be able to hear from people like this. Wall Street has not always operated in that way. This is, you know, a pretty new thing for analysts to sit down and talk with, you know, anybody for an hour, share their thoughts specifically on one company. It's pretty cool. Obviously, there's, you know, that time would be more valuable with certain analysts than others, but it's cool to be clear. I do count Pierre as one of those among the valuable section. I think I lost my place here again. I need to catch up on the super chat so I can check out the this Plaid Range League. Thank you, Patrick. All right, Eric asks, is there a chance that some of the chemistry from Battery Day will be used on older battery geometries in the new Model S? Some of the chemistry from Battery Day. Yeah, so I think that is my expectation. I think Tesla's going to still use the 8650s. That's the last information that we had from Elon on the refresh. I think people are just kind of expecting that that may have changed given the cancellation of the Plaid Plus and the delay here. But yeah, I still expect the 18650s. That was my vote on that question yesterday. Thank you, Kartik. Moon Capital, let's unite the Reddit army and vote board of directors. Good luck with that. Wow, we're really getting into some good questions here. Rob, would you rather fight 37 ducks or one kangaroo? Kangaroos are pretty vicious. I feel like I'd have a better chance with ducks. Isn't that question normally like, would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one? I can't remember how that goes. Any thoughts of Lone Star making an appearance? I'm not entirely sure what that is. Maybe I am missing something there, but I do not know. Thank you, Benico. Tesla bears are missing this. Tesla won't give up. Agree. Elon tweeted on Wednesday that he owns a house in the Bay Area that's rented out for events. Have you heard what events he authorizes there? No, I thought that was kind of interesting too. Maybe he was kind of getting at the... maybe he just Airbnbs it. I don't know if that's what he was getting at. I don't know. But I did find that kind of interesting too. Elon said his primary house is in Starbase, Texas. Thank you, Michael. And that it cost him about $50,000. So if anyone's looking for a house, could be a good opportunity to, not that there's like a lot else going on in Starbase, but it should grow over these next few years. Thank you, Supreeth. All right, Rusty says, my hope is to see the updated Cybertruck given its production is right around the corner. Love the channel and the work you do. Thank you. I don't want to be too negative on the Cybertruck, but my expectations are pretty low in terms of timeline. High for the vehicle, but we just haven't heard Tesla say much about it recently. I think Elon shifted the focus to be more on Model Y from Austin. And I think that's pretty intentional. I think the Cybertruck, I don't want to say mid-2022, but that's kind of my expectation right now, and I wouldn't even be surprised if it were a little later. Excuse me. Happy Puppy says, are you still enjoying your Model 3? Yeah, I am. I never really updated you guys on the trip home, but back to Iowa last weekend was great. I went through, so I'm from Ames, Iowa, if anyone is familiar with Iowa cities, towns. Ames is a city. But yeah, drove back from Milwaukee, so it's about a 5.5-hour drive normally. Took me 5 hours and 50 minutes, 5 hours and 40 minutes on the way back. So charging only added, you know, let's say 15, 20 minutes on my trip. And like you often hear from people, the car was ready to go before I was, because I got some food. And by the time I had finished eating, it was, you know, I was already over what I needed to be at. And then, yeah, got home, used the Gen 2 wall charger. I was getting 51 miles per hour charging there. It was like 243 volts, 48 amps, so like 11.6 kilowatts for 51 miles per hour. So it was great having that at home. And yeah, only had to supercharge once on the way there in Dubuque, and then once on the way back also in Dubuque. I was kind of hoping I could stop in Waterloo. There's a new supercharger there. That's version 3. But Dubuque worked out better. Curtis says, check out the FSD beta members list from at Pure Tesla. It's got a lot of good pictures from the Plaid event, as most of them are there. All right, so I'm going to take a pause on the Super Chats. I'm sorry, I'll try to get to the rest of them before we get into the event. We've still got plenty of time here. If you're going to make a new Super Chat, just hold off on, for a little bit. I do appreciate them, but I do want to flip over here and see, you know, see what the action is. So let me pull up. All right, so I think he said Pure Tesla. Let's zoom out here. Oops. Not super familiar with the list functionality. As you can see, I have no lists. So I'm not sure exactly how to get to his lists. You guys can watch me struggle and likely not succeed. So we'll go back here and see if there's anything new going on. Maybe if we go to photos, hopefully there's not anything like inappropriate that shows up here. Still got that check-in. Some nice shots of some notable Tesla community members. I wish Twitter could give you sort of a latest feed. Oh, well, that's nice. Wish Twitter could give you a latest feed combined with top, so it's not just like the top photos from the last 3 days, but something from like the last hour would be nice. So much potential in Twitter that is just wasted. It's sad. All right, well, Curtis, you might have to give me another super chat here to tell me how these list things work, because I'm not figuring it out. So I'll go back to the chat here. Shane asks, can I hire you to argue with my mom? Sure. Everything's got a price, right? I would happy to be able to go to bat for you, Shane. I'm assuming that's in relation to my homecoming story. Anderson, hi Rob, truly appreciate your hard work and contribution to provide great insight and make the world a better place. Ah, thanks Anderson, that's so nice. Chris, do you think there will be any significant FSD news? I don't. I wish I did. I think Elon's tweet kind of said it all though, like, you know, they're 1 week away, I think this was a few days ago, he said they're 1 week away from next production release of Vision Only, 2 weeks away from FSD version 9. It would be awesome if Elon had sandbagged that in preparation for this event, but I've been around Tesla. Timothy asked, do you have any insight on who may head up Tesla Semi? Very important to Tesla future. We appreciate all your hard work. No, I mean, not really. I think before Jerome moved over to president of Tesla Heavy Trucking, like that position I don't think existed. There was no president of heavy trucking before. So with it, with Jerome leaving, I'd expect it just goes back to the way it was. Who's in charge of it? I'm sure Jerome was heavily involved, even as president of automotive. But yeah, I don't know. I would assume Drew would be heavily involved in that, obviously, and then probably whoever was on Jerome's team before. But hopefully we'll figure out more about that. As hopefully someone has an opportunity to step up and maybe be a little bit more public facing. Elliot, magnets, how do they work? No one knows. That's just magic, you know. There's no explanation. I'll put that on screen, but how many people we got right now watching this? I can only see the likes and dislikes. I got a lot of dislikes. That's okay. A lot of likes, but I'm just saying relative to normal ratios. The ratio needs some help. How does MSNBC contact you for the quarterly interviews? They do not. I don't have any quarterly interviews with MSNBC. I do an interview with Jim Cramer sometimes. That's for the street stuff, though. I've got that banner behind me. I did, when I started doing stuff with the street, I made an episode explaining that. So I think it's called like an announcement or something, probably like a year ago, if anyone wants the context on that. But really the point of that was to just try to, you know, get the messages that I'm trying to get across through Tesla Daily to more people. And obviously the audience for the street and the audience that listens to Jim Cramer, it's a very different audience than people that are, you know, seeking out Tesla, finding it on the YouTube algorithms or, you know, the podcast. So for me, it was just an opportunity to, you know, extend the reach to a new demographic. And it's just, you know, I'm still completely independent entirely. Like, I could take this banner down right now if I wanted to, and there would be, you know, nothing wrong with that. So, yeah, just wanted to clarify that in case anyone didn't have that context. But yeah, MSNBC or CNBC, they have not contacted me. Awesome, Michael. Thank you. Appreciate that. Do you think the yoke will retract? I don't know. I kind of speculated on this yesterday. It certainly looks like it's built to. Someone made a good comment that that could affect the airbags, which is something I hadn't thought about, but is obviously an important point. So that kind of made me think a little bit less so, but it certainly looks like it could. There's no stocks. Seems like it would be nice and easy to do that, but and maybe it helps from a safety perspective. That's a possibility too. Maybe having the airbag back a little bit further would be helpful. So I hope so. And I hope Tesla talks about that. Thank you, Hadisha. Chris asked, do you think there will be any significant FSD news? Kind of answered that already. Have you seen your twin brother search in YouTube, San Holo? He looks 90% like you. I have not. I've heard Jack Dorsey and I don't know if James Stevenson's in the chat right now, but he tagged me in that video of some guy dancing that kind of looks like me, mostly because I think he's got the hat on, but I wish I could dance that well. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, BP. Hope to meet you one day at a future Tesla event. Your hand. Yeah, stuff like that's super fun. I remember, I think it must have been the Cybertruck event. I met one of my super, super early Patreon supporters. yeah, it was so fun to just meet someone that had been supporting the podcast from the beginning, you know, even before it was on YouTube and before there was probably like 1,000 listeners. That was a really fun moment for both of us, I think. Anything beyond Ludacris is Plaid. Anything beyond Plaid is Roadster. Yes, I think that was the tweet that Elon had responded to, which I did not capture. Captured the essence of, but not the eloquence. Uh, Hey Rob, do you stick to hold the Tesla stocks or do you also sell calls and puts? I don't really sell calls. I do some like call spreads. So I guess technically there's a leg there that's sold, but sometimes I'll sell puts, sometimes I buy calls. Most of the time I'm just holding. The more the option stuff I'm doing in like a IRA. And then in my taxed account, it's mostly just holding stock. Thanks for the super sticker, Sajal. Oh, we got Curtis back. On Pure Tesla's page, click the dot 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 at the top, then view lists. I would have linked, but it doesn't let me in a super chat. All right. Appreciate that, Curtis. Sorry to make you do two super chats there. I wouldn't have been able to see it otherwise. Okay, let's see. I'm going back to Safari then. Going to. Where is this? Pure Tesla. Nailed it. I'm typing on a second smaller keyboard, so you'll forgive me for any typing typos. Typing typos. Okay, dot dot dot, view list. Super clear instructions. Love it. A list of known Tesla owners currently part of the FSD beta. Okay, so we got Kim tweeting out some shots of the stage here. This is the flipped over, flipped on the side, Model S. I don't know if that's like the reflection. Something looks really interesting there with the paint. But yeah, you can kind of see here it says CD 0.208. So I wonder if Tesla's gonna like demonstrate that with this platform somehow. And then I know on the underbody they had that also written. You could kind of see that from the drone flyovers. Excuse me. Another shot of that. It looks like it's wood grain. I don't know if that's accurate. That's a weird reflection, if not, though. And there's that check-in sign we saw. Looks like Tesla Tino streaming. Do we dare click into this and see if that works?
Blue and one.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be blue. Oh, check it out, dude.
Good.
That's pretty sick.
Well, if you guys want to watch that stream, you can go over there. I don't want to steal his content or anything. That was Tesla Tino, which I'm assuming probably the name of the YouTube channel as well. All right, so there's the badge. So that's what I was showing you guys before. This one definitely looks the coolest. Cybertruck event one was cool, but let's hold them up here. Get the comparisons of the badges. Yeah, I would say the plaid is definitely the coolest. Right, so there's the stage. Also a sweet stage. I wonder if these are if that's just an image or if that's gonna be some sort of light show. Kind of looks like just an image. Looks like a bunch of plaid Model S's out there. Tesla owner Silicon Valley tweeting this out. Curtis, this tip was fantastic, man. Oh, they got the Alpha Model S there. How far it's come. And yet they were so close with the original design to how it eventually has become. Franz. Is that a Tesla Raj in the background over there? I see. Dave, flight tracking Elon. Just landed in San Jose a half an hour ago. So that was 50 minutes prior to their scheduled start time. We'll see if he makes it. We may have a little bit of extra time here. Also, red brake calipers. These have been removed from the design studio, but it looks like, at least for these initial deliveries, might get some. The blue here looks great. So I was teasing Tesla with the blue a little bit earlier. mostly tongue in cheek, but it really does depend on the lighting and obviously the camera. But that blue looks great. Classic Earl Frunk puppy tweet. On Warbeck. That looks like a few other streams, but yeah, it's kind of typical of, you know, Tesla event, just maybe a few hundred people there. Oh, is that Tim Dodd there? Yeah, everyday astronaut. Nice to see him there. All right, I think that is kind of where we're at for now. Okay, so yeah, here's that Model S from the other side. It does look like it's some sort of wood grain or something. Interesting. Aerodynamic flow visualization. So they must be planning to do something with that. Should be fun. What do we got here from Vincent? Something that is not playing. Looks like John met, well, he's probably met Franz before, but. All right, so I see some super chats coming in. I'm gonna hop back over to that. Hopefully that was interesting for you guys as well. Thank you, Kevin. So, took delivery of a Model 3 yesterday. How soon and how much do you think on the FSD subscription? By the way, Lone Star is the Han Solo of Spaceball. Ah, okay. Gonna be missing something embarrassing there. So, what was that question? How soon? So, FSD subscription, I think probably, or August. I think we're getting pretty close to that. And then the price, I'm probably expecting somewhere in like $199 to $299 range. I think a lot of people are expecting a little bit cheaper than that, but you know, if you amortize $10,000, or you know, we've seen some code that suggests maybe a $14,000 price coming soon for FSD. If you amortize that over 6 or 8 years, you know, you're in that ballpark. So that's kind of what I expect, but you know, we'll see. Tesla to bring that down, but might as well start kind of high off the bat. Joseph says, sent this earlier, Fremont swapped Giga casting plates, might see front and rear in Model S even without structural battery pack. Yeah, I did see under the covers in one of the drone shots that there looked to be some sort of small part that looked like maybe a cast piece, so I wouldn't be too surprised to see that show up. So JGPR007, it's a good Twitter account to follow. Apparently he has the leak for the Plaid Model S range. Again, I don't want to spoil that for anyone if people don't like spoilers. I'm not a big spoiler fan. We're going to find out in like hopefully 18 minutes. Probably more like 40. Troy being a little bit snarky on Trevor Milton there. But thank you for the super chat. Hamza as well. Darth Moomoo, hello from Ames. Small world. I always get really excited. Anybody from Iowa, I'll get excited. But especially Ames. Okay. How far behind am I here? I lost my... I lost my scroll bar control. So apologies if I missed anything here. Doing my best. Uh, Thank you, McCreary. 8,800 live viewers. I'm sure that was a while ago, but thank you for that response to my question. Whoops, didn't mean to put that on screen. Sorry for the language. I meant to put that on screen. Is Tesla getting a new board member soon? How much do independent board members influence Tesla? My sense is probably not a ton. I think they're probably mostly there as checks and balances, and then to obviously figure out things like Elon's compensation plan. That's a sort of critical role for them, which, as we've talked a little bit about, I do expect to see a new compensation plan probably 12 to 18 months or so. And obviously that has a big influence on the company, but certainly like day-to-day items, they're, you know, they're not very involved in those things. As in terms of if Tesla would get a new board member soon, maybe, I don't know. I think their board has grown. I think they're probably pretty happy with the size. Andrew here says, thanks for the hard work. Do you think the Yoke will be available as a retrofit for older models, the 3? Nope, I do not. Sorry. But yeah, that doesn't fit with Tesla's whole efficiency ethos. Thank you, White Rope. Has Tesla or Elon ever reached out to you since you're such a supporter of Tesla, and congrats on doing such a good job? No, Elon has not reached out to me. I'm not sure if Elon knows about Tesla Daily or not. But, yeah. Events and stuff, those have been, you know, I've gotten a couple invites to those, which has been cool. 5 and 10 year valuation for Tesla. What is Tesla not doing now that it should be doing to increase its competitive advantage? So, good questions. Probably would take me longer than 15 minutes to fully adequately answer those. So valuation, you know, as I've always said, I think one of my investing philosophies is to be in stocks that I think can 10x. So Tesla right now, I do think that's still possible. That's a pretty lofty valuation, but I don't think it's impossible. And I have pretty high confidence in 4 or 5x. The increasing their competitive advantage, that's tough. I mean, honestly, what more can Tesla do? I think they're, you know, it's all just like moving as quickly as possible, pace of innovation. That's their competitive advantage, and they're top notch there. So I don't know what else they can really be doing. Handling communications better is something I would like to see. James Stevenson coming through with the name Jake Kodish, if you guys want to see some good dance moves from earlier. Again, if you're just joining, the live stream for Tesla is supposed to start in about 15 minutes. Sometimes Tesla streams do run a little bit late, so we'll see if that does happen, but we'll be ready to go when it does. I'm just taking questions here until we have that stream from Tesla. Thank you, Zvox. Kyle asks, are you personally hoping to see a One More Thing moment? If so, what would you like it to be? I mean, yeah, definitely. That would be awesome. I mean, I voted no in that poll. I don't think we're going to see some big One More Thing, but who doesn't want who doesn't want that? In terms of what it would be, I suppose probably the Cybertruck. I think that's the product I'm most excited for. And if Tesla rolled out a final design, I would probably reevaluate my thoughts on how close it was to being ready. So probably would go with that. Appreciate that, Sean. So Sean says, best engineer, Elon, best podcaster, Rob. Appreciate that. I don't fully agree, but on my portion, not the Elon portion. But I appreciate it. Nathan, QQ, assuming they show a premium refresh interior, should we think about Plaid as a premium robotaxi in the future? More dollars? Maybe. The volume on S and X is just like so small, and every single day it's going to become a smaller percentage of Tesla's total, that, yeah, maybe it could slot into like an Uber XL type of, not something I spend too much time thinking about because it's not too material to the result. Do you plan on buying a new Tesla anytime soon? Cybertruck, Plaid, Model 4680, Model Y. I'm pretty happy with the Model 3. You know, I do, but parking that would not be fun. Kind of depends on where I end up in terms of my geographical location, I suppose. Wow. Book Pro X, thank you for that super chat. That's awesome. I really appreciate that. All you guys are so supportive. It's awesome. Except for the 35 of you that disliked. Curtis says thanks. Thank you, Curtis. Three Putt Willie. Great name there. Appreciate that. I'm trying to get caught up here. I'm hoping I'm getting closer. Does Starlink become a division of Tesla's business? Probably not. Unless there's this sort of Company X type of thing that Elon has, you know, responded with an open mind to before. A good question here from Aaron. What is your financial background / education out of curiosity? Love your videos and quarterly breakdowns. I'm mostly self-taught, so like I always say, not investment advice. Take that seriously, because I don't have a super formal, like I have a business education, but with a focus in marketing, I think I just naturally have a pretty good understanding of certainly finance, a little bit less so in accounting, but yeah, I've just always been interested in investing and made my first investment in Apple when I was 16, and I still hold that. So I've just always, you know, found technology, disruption, innovation, business, and the overlap between all of them, plus, you know, making money without really having to do anything, just wait around, it's pretty appealing. I think everyone should. Investing education is lacking. It's long term, that's something I would like to be able to help with. And hopefully I'm doing that in a way here with Tesla Daily. SuperCloud here, it looks like a Reuters report. Made in China LFP Model Y will come out in July. We will talk about that tomorrow, if that is indeed accurate. Justin's in Des Moines. That's close to Ames in Iowa. Tech check Tesla Raj. Oops. Yeah. Tesla Raj on Twitter, new Plaid badge. Thanks for all you do. All right, let's check that out. We got about 10 minutes left here. I don't know if I'm ever going to get caught up on the chats, guys. I'm trying. Let's see. Go back to Safari. We'll just check out any updates from this list quick. Uh-oh. Hopefully I didn't mess anything up there. Use the wrong keyboard. Okay. Some nice shots of the inside there. Not sure what this little box is. That's interesting. Looks like mostly stuff we've seen before to my eye. Is that Vincent back there? Looks like it. Some low res stuff there. Bottle of tequila with your delivery. So that's what that box is. Okay. Nice. That's a nice touch. I mean, kind of odd to have it in your car, but okay. So this must be the Plaid badge, which looks pretty cool. To me, it feels like it has kind of a Chinese character vibe to it. Like it's a very interesting plaid. That's cool. I'm not a fan of how Tesla has handled the other badges, like the dual motor badge. Not a fan, but this looks cool to me. I think that's a It's a great choice by Tesla. So thanks for the call on that. Man, it looks like I should have started this earlier so I could stay caught up with these chats. Sodak Zach asking, do you get excited about South Dakota or Brainerd, Minnesota area? No, sorry. I did go to school at Minnesota, University of Minnesota, so more excited for Minnesota stuff. What are your thoughts on Elon Musk being president of USA? You know, there are worse choices, but I think Elon is ineligible because he was born in South Africa. J-Man predicting, my prediction, Elon brings on a Model S Plaid and a car trailer towed by Cybertruck. I think we saw the Cybertruck at Giga Texas recently, so I'd be surprised if it shows up. Todd says thanks, and I echo that as well to Todd. Brad from Appleton, excited to see how much they reveal about software FSD updates. Yeah, version 11. I'm just going to quickly look here. I'm not going to flip you guys over, but... Okay, well, I will, just so you guys can see. So I'm just looking at the screen here, and it looks like this is the version 11 software from those previous images that we had seen. So I'm sure they'll talk a little bit about that tonight. Good to see that. And also, Brad, my roommate in college was from Appleton. Thank you, Lance. Tristan as well. Thank you, Dion. Oh, we got Jossum. Jossum has taken some time from his other project and watching the live stream. Hope you're doing well, man. Looking forward to having you back next week. Now, people have been pretty nice with the live stream comments. I think it's been okay. My intent is not to do that all the time, though. Ooh, my clock is so off-centered now. Yeah, my intent to do live streams. I know they're not quite as efficient as the edited episodes, so there's always going to be a mix. Maybe we'll do a little bit more frequently, but I appreciate you guys bearing with them this week and tomorrow. thanks, Yuval. Jack, thank you. Jack asks, what podcast do you listen to? I'd probably have to pull them up. It's been a while since I don't commute anymore. That was really my podcast listening time. I mostly read, so that's how I spend most of my time if I'm consuming information. Thank you, Michelle. I really appreciate that. Salsa, question. Do you think the reservation holders of the Plaid Plus will get the option to buy the Plaid at the original price? Someone had just DM'd me about this a couple days ago or yesterday or something. I really hope so. I really, really do hope so. Tesla, obviously there was a couple days there to convert, but... I do hope they give that opportunity. Dino, have you reached out to Tesla to interview Elon? Yes. The way that you interview Elon is to connect with him on Twitter. That's kind of it, to my knowledge. I'm sure there's other ways, but... Dan, biggest possible surprise tonight... My expectations for a surprise are super low. I guess I'd probably say like FSD stuff, but yeah, I really don't expect a surprise, which is great. If we do get one, that'll be even better. Thank you, Mr. Makajuno. Jim, thank you. Shout out from Mad City. Thank you, Vinny. Do you have details across the states you recommend for Teslas? What are your thoughts on protecting the paint for them? So I did paint protective film from Charisma Customs here in Milwaukee, or not Milwaukee, but Pewaukee, close by. I did a video on that, so if you want to see what steps I took, you can go find that. It's just, I think it's like the best way to protect a Tesla is the title of the video, so just search for that, Tesla Daily. Thank you, Griffin. We are getting close. I'm trying to get to all these chats. Thank you, MS. Had to put that one up. Another fellow gopher. Will Tesla release a diesel engine car? Definitely. You know, if they don't, I'm selling the stock. No, I'm just kidding. Jim, thank you. Appreciate that. Glad to hear that it's been helpful. Pump for the event. Tell Rin Powell this is a shout out. And here's the $5 I own. There you go. It has now gone to me. I don't know if that counts. Charlie Fox putting up some gopher slander there. I'll butcher your name, Kostub, but fellow Cyclone, yeah. So I didn't go to Iowa State, but a lot of my family members did, and I always am a huge fan of any Iowa State sports. Take on Lucid. I wish them all the best. It seems like they're definitely struggling to get production ramped up. No surprise. But I think they've got a little bit of a niche there in that ultra-luxury category if they do get things ramped up. Thanks, Red. Steve, thank you. Appreciate that a lot. You should interview Sandy Monroe. I should. Part of it has been because so many other people do that I haven't really felt like I need to. I feel like there's always good Sandy Monroe stuff out there, and obviously he's got his channel too. So, but yeah, it would be great to talk to him. Tobey Maguire is not my cousin. I think that's because he's also from Iowa. Drink a glass of water. All right, deal. Good reminder. Been talking for an hour and a half now. Thanks, Cabini. Armygon's new sub this year. Thank you, South Texas. Waiting for the $25,000 Tesla. Hold for the long term. Thanks, Luke. Any thoughts on the potential interview of Elon by Jordan Peterson? No. I'm not super familiar, so I'll withhold comment. Thanks, Fred. All right, let me just make sure that nothing's happening live stream wise here. I'm just going to refresh this page. Ah, wrong keyboard. Okay, it doesn't look like anything yet. Is there anything on Tesla's YouTube channel yet? Just give me a second here. Okay, so we do have the actual event up here. Let's see. Or the stream feed is up, not the event starting yet, but apologies if you get any audio here. Maybe I just misread that. Maybe that wasn't Tesla's actual. Yeah, it is. Yeah, bear with me as I get this all set up. Just want to make sure we don't miss anything. So unsurprisingly, Tesla changing that to an 8:30 start time. I think that's what it originally was. I think they were just saying 8:15 to make sure that people were ready to go when it does start. So let's see. Not sure if I can change my clock here, but I can sure try. Oh, success. And you know what? We're going to center it up while we're at it. Okay. And then this should be Tesla's stream. Let me just make sure that this is. I'm not even going to mess with that. Oh, my clock, no. There we go. Center that up. And then let's just make sure it's also on Safari here. Sure, this is just enthralling content right now. Getting to see how the sausage is made a little bit. And it is made slowly. Right. All right, I think I got my screens set up properly now. Resituating, getting set. If you're just joining us, it looks like Tesla stream is set to start in about 10 minutes. So we're just going through here, chatting a little bit about expectations, taking some questions on Tesla as we wait for Tesla to start the stream. So I'm gonna hop back into trying to catch up on some of these super chats here, which again, I really appreciate those. Thank you, Kayo. Aaron asks, can I buy your Model X when you get the Cybertruck? I'm sure I'll sell it to someone in the audience or maybe sell it to my parents. They would have first dibs. But I don't have a Model X, I have a Model 3. Super Tesla, I hope FSD subscription is under 99 a month. Thoughts, it was 5K when I bought my car, not regretting buying it. Regret not buying it. I see. I think 99 a month would be an amazing price point that gets a super high take rate. So Tesla's gonna have to weigh that versus, you know, what they're giving up in terms of that purchase price right away. It's tricky because there are different business models that Tesla has access to later on that I don't really know how they're thinking about that yet. You know, for example, the FSD beta doesn't necessarily. FSD subscription doesn't necessarily have to grant you access to putting your car on the Tesla network. So Tesla could offer the FSD subscription at a lower price and then still take a cut of your car going on the Tesla network, which would allow them to capture more revenue beyond just the FSD subscription. So that's the only argument that I would see as being somewhat valid for maybe a lower subscription price. And we just don't have a lot of visibility into how Tesla's thinking about that yet. Dave says, greetings from Omaha, Rob. Greetings, Dave. Appreciate that. Omaha's almost Iowa. Thanks, Thomas. Thank you again, Dave. Thanks, Eric. All right, just because we're running out of time here, I have the questions here, so I do appreciate all the super chats, but I really want to get caught up before we're starting off the stream. When we do, thank you, Billy. Appreciate that. When we do get to Tesla's stream starting off, I'll be silent. You know, I'm not going to talk over Tesla. So I'll, in this note section, I'll have typing as we go for a live reaction, as I've done in previous events. Ryan says, would love to listen to you interviewing Kimball. So yeah, that would be cool. I should probably reach out and ask. Christopher asking, to me, Model 4 C4RS is the most important. I'm not sure exactly what that means. Maybe the $25,000 Tesla? Model 4, C would be Cybertruck, I think, and then 4 maybe being the $25,000, then Roadster. Either way. I think the $25,000 Tesla, that's like a game breaker if and when they get there. Clayton, do a SpaceX 10-second countdown for the event. Well, there will be the countdown there on screen, but based on Tesla's punctuality in previous events, I'm not going to worry too much about the exact second it's starting. Thanks, Torment. Vinny asks, think Towns says one more thing or two. Again, I just don't think this is really the event for that. That would, you know, not necessarily overshadow the Plaid event, but it's a little bit tangential, so I don't think that would be super critical to announce right now. Thanks, Clement. SM on vacation, but can't not watch a Tesla live event. I know the feeling. Thanks, Tamara. Man, I have no idea how close I am to caught up. It looks like I'm getting a little bit closer. Let's super chat Rob so we can buy a Plaid. I appreciate that. Yeah, appreciate that. Team JG, greetings from Australia. Would love to hear you on Clubhouse sometime. So I do pop on a Clubhouse occasionally. It's been a while, but yeah, I should probably do that a little bit more often. Thanks, Kyle. All right. We're about 4 minutes out. I'm getting pretty darn close here to getting to the bottom of the chat, I think. Michelle, why aren't you at the event? No invite for this one, unfortunately. You know, I don't know how Tesla made those calls this time, but just grateful any opportunity that I do have to ever go, so I'm not gonna complain about that or anything. Oh, I think I finally made it. Nick, I think you are the last super chat we've got, so I do really apologize if I missed any there, but I think I'm now caught up. Looks like Adam here saying, when do you think we'll be able to get a Cybertruck? So I talked about this a little bit earlier. You know, I'm not super bullish on the Cybertruck timeline. I think Elon has been redirecting a little bit towards focusing on the Model Y in terms of his communication. There's a lot of new technology going into the Cybertruck. We've seen the delays that can cause here right in front of us. The Plaid event, with this happening, you know, 4 months later than what Tesla had anticipated, even though they thought they were like a month out. So I think it's best to keep expectations in check for the Cybertruck, for sure. And that's what I'm, you know, that's what I'm seeing, and that's what I'm thinking as well. Are we expecting Elon to give a talk at the event tonight? Yes, I am. I'd be shocked if he didn't. I think this is going to be kind of like the Model 3 delivery event, where Elon just kind of got up and, you know, talked about the vehicle, talked about all the progress they've made, thanked the employees for the hard work, talk about Tesla safety. You know, I don't expect like a ton of new stuff from this. But yeah, Elon should definitely be there talking. Oceans B bringing some humor for us there, or Oceans Bay. Thanks, Daniel. We've got a response from Ryan or Rin Powell. Keelan, definitely still on the hook for the $5 he owes me plus interest. I'd be earning it. On the 1/100th fractional share I'd be earning on. I love the I love being the mediator for you guys there. It's working out well for me. Thank you, Tom. Harish, India news, maybe. I feel like we get a lot of India news. I think you're asking like at the event. Again, I just think it's tangential. Probably not the venue for that. But yeah, there's been a lot of, you know, progress there, it seems like, so. AC, you're never getting to the end of Super Chats. It's a good problem to have, for sure. Paul with the $4.20 Super Chat. Never gets old. Thanks, Christopher. Thanks, Michael. All right, we're about 30 seconds out. Once the event starts again, I'm not going to be like responding to chats or super chats. I'm going to be focused on the event and typing out my notes there. So if you do send super chats, I'll see if I can try to get to them after, but no guarantees. Passion Planet. It's been a while, man. Good to see you around. Appreciate that. Anubhav, thank you. All right, we're waiting for Tesla on the stream here. Thanks, Eric. Lester Dale, thank you. Popcorn ready. What time is it there? I think you're pretty good time there in Australia now. It's gotta be June 11th. Morning. Thanks. Michael or Mitchell says Model Y orders placed after today just changed to September delivery date. Possible changeover to 4680s with new front end starting soon. I think September would be too soon. Honestly, I think Tesla's just got that many orders. And I guess with Model Y, maybe not export, but you know, we could see more exports to some random countries like South Korea or something like that. Not that that's random, but just saying. Those were the first exports that we saw for the Model Y. Cameron, what do you think the next Tesla event will be? That's a good question. It's been a while since we've had like a really new product. Obviously, this is a huge update worthy of an event, but yeah, I don't know. I guess maybe Model 2. Benjamin, thanks, man. Appreciate that. You're the best as well. Noah saying that wood grain effect that we saw in the Aero design might be safer in core than hosting the production model. It's a very valid point. It did look kind of plasticky though. I don't know. It just had a kind of a weird Tesla YouTube live. I don't think the event is live yet. We're still waiting for Tesla. So I really hope we're still waiting for Tesla. Thank you, Peter. And Ignacio, thank you. All right, Tesla, looks maybe some action here. And we got some music. I'm gonna turn the music down a little bit here. Hopefully that's an okay level. It doesn't turn down for me, so kind of have to guess. Again, if you're just joining, we are going to join Tesla's stream here as soon as it starts. And I'll just be making notes as we go through, and then stay tuned for a live reaction, of course, after the event. So you're not missing anything. Tesla stream is live, but right now they're just showing the Plaid image. All right, so let me get back to the chats here. The next couple of minutes. And let me know if the music is too loud. I can still lower it if it's too loud. Or I can raise it if you guys want to party. Thanks, James. Rob watched Tesla Daily Daily. Your passion is now my passion. Thank you. Thanks. I'll probably butcher the name here, but Pankaj. Appreciate that. Thanks, Alan. Oh, Patricia with the one-up. 420 times 2, 840. Can we get a 1260? John, I'd hate to think where I'd be without this channel from the entire Tesla community. Thank you, Rob. Thanks, John. Appreciate that. Just glad I can be helpful. Brian asks, how do you factor in the rest of the world into your model? Obviously, US, EU, China are the majority, but others could add up. I don't really, because I'm very focused on production, and there's no rest of the world for production. It's Shanghai and Fremont, so I don't really worry too much about those types of things. Maybe someday, but honestly, for the next 5 years, I doubt I get to the point where I'm more focused on deliveries than I am on production. Thanks, Signy, I think. Thanks, James. Again, we're just waiting here. Looks like Tesla's stream has not started. This is not necessarily atypical for Tesla events. They're usually a little bit... Fixing my earpiece here. They're a little bit... sometimes late to start. Running on Elon time. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate that. Oh, we got the 3X. 1260. What are we at then? 1680 after that? The gauntlet has been laid down. Justin asking, what do you think about updated Tesla Arcade for all Tesla models? I hope so. Ooh, Tesla, the music stopping? Nope, false alarm, new track. Or just a re-loop. Very quiet track. Let me put that question back up there again, Justin, sorry about that. What do you think about Tesla Arcade for all Tesla models? I hope so. I don't know if for Model 3 or Model Y. They may wait to see kind of the reaction and the, you know, all the data they can collect on the SNX first. Before they justify putting in that sort of hardware into cheaper vehicles. Plus, obviously, there are chip shortages right now, so I would wait for those to be resolved regardless. Elliot has a request that I'm not going to fulfill, but I'll put it on screen at least for you. Jorge, thank you. Sean, is there any regulatory risk to having too many super fast cars on the road? I like fast cars, but there will be increasingly more in the next few years. Yeah, I mean, it's not something I'd worry about. Model S and X production are super low in terms of, you know, annual vehicle production. We're talking 100,000 out of 80 million vehicles. Maybe in the US, 50,000 out of 17 million. You know, I don't think that makes any significant impact. Certainly from a regulatory perspective, lots of other things that are higher priority. So I'm not too worried about that. Yeah. Gabriel, thank you. Thanks, Josh. Thanks, AJ. Raja. Thanks, 5-1. Thank you, Jimmy. Dennis, appreciate that. Kedar, will there be any news about public release of FST beta to all who paid $10,000 waiting forever now? Yeah, I mean, we're all in the same, well, those that have purchased are all in the same boat. It's a long wait. It's unfortunate. I don't think we're going to hear too much about it tonight. We'll see. Obviously, a lot of the beta testers were invited to the event. So, you know, we'll hope, but my expectations are low on any update for tonight. Frederic, thanks for making these special events more special. Thank you. That's nice to hear. Thank you, Chad. Thank you, Heltek. Das Base, that's good. Much love from Houston, Texas. Thank you. Jared. Alright, we'll try that life hack out, Jared. This is, messes me up, though. I'm coming after you. Alright, we're speeding up the music to 2x just for a second here. Per Jared's life hack. Yeah, it looks like we are a little bit behind. Alright, we'll see how long that takes. Alright, there, we're caught back up. As long as it restarts. Awesome. Good work, Jared. Crowdsourcing. Okay. Thanks, Holden. One of my friends from Ames that I was visiting this weekend, his kid is named Holden. I don't know many, but it's a good name. Thank you, Mike. Thanks, D. I try my best. You know, it's super frustrating some days when I get all these comments in the YouTube chat that, you know, oh, I'm like super Tesla bias, never say anything negative. Well, that's not the case. I don't know why I let that get under my skin, but it just really does bother me. Sorry, I just had a little bit of a freeze there on the stream, but yeah, I do my best. I mean, even with like the Bitcoin comments, like people are like, oh, you would not be saying this stuff if you own Bitcoin. I'm like, I do own Bitcoin. I'm just not trying to not be biased about it. I'm just trying to share my thoughts regardless of my, you know, my own positions. And I really do actively think about that, even, you know, with Tesla. So obviously my position in Tesla is much, much bigger than anything in Bitcoin. But when I come to work at Tesla Daily, you know, I try to set those things aside and just give the best analysis that I can. And obviously my investment is informed on my analysis. So, you know, they're hand in hand. But if I didn't have the thoughts that I have about Tesla, I wouldn't own the stock. Like, it's pretty simple. I'm not owning the stock because I'm some super biased fanboy or something like that. I own the stock because I'm excited about the potential for the company and for the stock. Sorry for the little rant there, but OPs are going in the other direction with the 420 super chats. And then we got Shane at 1680. We'll just keep this going all night, guys. Thanks for the coverage. Do you think a SpaceX package will require vision to confirm a clear area behind the thruster? I'm thinking the SpaceX package will probably be limited to track only. Although I guess I don't know how they would control for that. But yeah, with Smart Shift, I don't know. They would seem to be able to do that, so I think that's a good idea. Just making sure that area is clear, but the reason I say maybe limited to track. Ooh, we got some action here. So I'll just finish up that thought. The reason I say it may be limited to the track is just because the license plate is supposed to flip down for that. So, all right, so we're seeing some action here. Again, once they start talking, I'll shut up and just make my notes here as we go, and then stay tuned for reaction. Let me put the volume back to the normal here. There we go, we got Franz, and I'll shut up. Ooh, sledgehammer.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Fremont, California. We're out here at the test track of our Fremont factory, just a few meters away from where we actually build all of our Tesla vehicles. We're super excited to have you all here. In fact, almost 9 years ago, on June 22nd, 2020, we had our first Model S delivery event right over there in the factory. So we've come a long way in a few years. We set out to design, engineer, and manufacture the best car in the planet, and we've been working tirelessly every day to try to make that happen. And tonight, we're going to show you the next best version of Model S. And I brought this along because we might be breaking a few records. But more about that later. So let's get Elon out here and have him show you how we made the best car in the world.
Car of any kind.
The Model S. This is an ambitious goal to create a whole new kind of car. A lot of Wall Street is betting Tesla can't get it done.
Thanks for coming and thanks for tuning in. So as Franz was saying, this is nine years since we delivered the first Model S, the first car produced here in Fremont, so almost a decade. And I think we're really taking it to a whole new level with Plaid. Some of you may know that, I mean, basically our product plan is stolen from Spaceballs. So we've gone plat speed. what we really wanted to achieve here is like, well, why make this really fast car that's crazy fast and everything? And I think there is something that's quite important to the future of sustainable energy, which is that we got to show that an electric car is the best car. Hands down, you know. So it's got to be clear. It's like, man, this is sustainable energy cars can be the fastest cars, can be the safest cars, can be the most kick-ass cars in every way. And that's why we did the Plaid. It's just a show hands down. This is the way to go. So, yes. Pressing slide. There we go. All right. So, we've made huge improvements from the original car. Who here, is anyone here, probably some have, bought the Model S? Like the, yeah. All right. Well, thank you for your support. You can see the huge improvements we've made. So, and it started off with good performance, but now with the Plaid, we've managed to break the 2-second barrier, if you will. No production car has ever done 0 to 60 in under 2 seconds. So this is a 4-door car, seats 5 adults, et cetera, et cetera. It's like, you know, this thing's moving. I mean, this is like what I call like limit of physics engineering. It's not relative. It's like, what does physics say we could do? Because physics is the law and everything else is a recommendation. So in addition to a crazy performance, it's also got a longer range. Even with the tri-motor high performance, it's got almost a 400-mile range. And in the dual motor configuration, it's got a 412-mile range. So 420, give or take. So that joke will never end. So we've also improved the supercharging speed, so you can get 187 miles of range in 15 minutes. So. Yeah, so the quickest production car, to be clear, of any kind ever made, like I said, first to ever break the 2-second barrier. Later tonight, you'll get a chance to drive around the track. And this is really something you have to feel to believe. Because it hits you right in the limbic system. It's like, damn, like, whoa. Yeah. it is basically, what is the car that we can, how can we make a spaceship of a car, you know? So, hello. And then in terms of additional stats, it's also the fastest production car to complete a quarter mile, so 9.23 seconds. It's got a 200 mile an hour top speed, over 1,000 horsepower, almost 400 mile range. Like I said, charges. So fast, it'll be probably done by the time you have a coffee, basically. And talking about some of the sort of details behind it. We have an all-new battery pack. And then something we're really proud of is the new carbon-sleeved rotors for the motor. So this is the first time that there's, to the best of our knowledge, there's been a production electric motor that has a carbon overwrap rotor. So this is a super hard thing to do because carbon and copper have at very different rates of thermal expansion. So in order to do a carbon overwrap rotor, you've got to wind it at extremely high tension. It's a very hard thing to do. We actually had to design the machine that makes the rotor. So no such machine existed before. It also means we can have the electromagnetic field be super efficient and have a tight gap even at super high RPM. And this is, it's single speed from 0 to 200 miles an hour. So it's just, the RPM is so crazy that just the centrifugal force wants to expand the rotor. So the carbon overwrap actually holds the rotor, basically holds the rotor together. It's like madness. So, So let's see. In fact, we're going to show you the motor. In fact, you might have had a chance to see the drive unit, and we can go closer.
I'm scared.
I mean, this is really an amazing work of engineering. There's just never been an electric motor like this. I mean, you could pick this motor up with your hands, and it can accelerate a 2-ton car to 60 miles an hour in 2 seconds. I mean, that kind of power to weight is insane. Yeah. So it goes. It goes up to 20,000 RPM and maybe a little more. So. Yeah, I was just taking a look, close look at it. So, let's see. Okay, let's switch back to the slides, I think. So, we also were able to achieve the lowest drag coefficient of any car ever made. So, yeah. So, really, I think Tesla engineering has outdone itself here. This is a car that looks good, but also gets an incredible drag coefficient. And this is the true drag coefficient of the car, including with wheels in motion. Sometimes you'll hear drag coefficients quoted, but that'll be without the wheels moving. And the wheels cause sort of air churn and incremental drag. And this is the actual drag coefficient of the car. So it's... to have a good-looking sports car, have that lower drag coefficient is really tough. So we also have the latest and greatest in heat pump, which is basically the HVAC system for the car. It's 30% better cold weather range and requires 50% less energy for cabin heating in freezing conditions. You'll see very little degradation in cold weather. And the radiator is twice as big for heat rejection. So you'll be able to actually do back-to-back 0 to 60s, go on the track, just haul ass, and as you'll see tonight, this car is just going to be over and over again, and it doesn't get winded. I think we've got to take this back to maybe the Nürburgring. Let's see what happens. And then, of course... when we first delivered the Model S, there were no superchargers anywhere in the world. So back in 2012, no superchargers anywhere. Now there's superchargers all around the world. So. We opened 30 just in the last week. And we're just going to keep going so that you can basically travel anywhere you want, with peace of mind, super easy, keep increasing the power of the superchargers. We're 250 kilowatts, so obviously that will start going to 280, 300, 350. Right. Yeah. So. And then it's also engineered for maximum safety. In fact, this is designed to be our aspiration for this car. It still has to be tested by the U.S. government, but we think we can get the lowest probability of injury of any car ever tested. So, in fact, these are the actual NHTSA probability of injuries numbers. All top five cars with the lowest probability of injuries ever tested, all five are Teslas. So, I mean, with the Plaid Model S, what you have is a car that is faster than quicker than any sports car, and like faster than any Porsche, safer than any Volvo, in the same car. That's insane. It's like, you know, yeah. So. And then the design, we've obviously made a lot of refinements to the exterior, and then we've completely redone the interior. So I think once you drive the new Model S, it really feels like you're driving the future. Other cars are going to, especially like non-Tesla cars, are going to feel very last century. So, all new interior. As you can see, we changed the orientation of the main screen, so it's easier to watch movies and that kind of thing in landscape. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, in other notes, we have ventilated front seats. So, yeah. Anyway, you drive around and it really feels like, okay, we're in 2021. Great. We have this yoke steering wheel, which is a little different, but I think once you try it, you'll think it's great. The visibility of the main screen is super clear, especially for autopilot. So you can see the entire panoramic view of, you can basically see the mind's eye of the car. It's really cool. So. And then we've gotten rid of the stalks. So, I think generally all input is error. So we want, if you have to do something that the car could have done already, that should be taken care of. The software should just do it. So you can actually just literally walk up to the car. It senses that you're approaching, unlocks the car based on your phone. It just basically pairs with your phone, knows that you're coming to the car, opens the door, extends the handle, you sit down, and you just drive. You don't have to press the drive or anything like that. The car knows you want to drive. It figures like, yeah, good guess, you know. So, and then it's using the autopilot system to know where the obstacles are. So obviously, if there's something in front of you, you want to go backwards, and if there's something in back of you, you want to most likely. And then it will adapt to your. To your needs. So if it sees that you're always doing this, you're changing to reverse or forward in particular situations, it'll try to remember that and geocode it to that location, so then you won't have to do it in the future. It will just keep minimizing the amount of input that you need to do until the car just reads your mind. So it's going to be great. So we've redesigned the interior. We moved the interior so that the front IP is actually slimmer and thinner, so we were able to move the front seats forward, giving more room to the back seat, and we reclined the back seat more and reduced the interior trim. So basically, the current Model S, the amazing, but the new one, it's actually a legit back seat, I'd say. It's like it's good. So you can. It's. I think it's quite a comfortable back seat, and you've got also a rear screen, and you can control everything from the back. So it's got dual inductive chargers for your phones in the back, and dual inductive in the front. And it's a 36 watt power supply, so you can actually charge like your, laptop or anything. Basically, it's got. It's a 36-watt USB-C. Yeah. It can also pair with multiple Bluetooth devices simultaneously. So multiple people could be controlling music, or somebody could be playing a video game. So it's you can do multiple wireless things simultaneously. And then, similar to the Model 3 and Y, instead of having air vents, we use intersecting columns of air. So, and we just vary the speed of the air, so you don't have to. There's no vents that you can see, and you can just touch the screen and move the screen around, and it'll just move the air wherever you want it. And the air is much more diffuse. It just feels like an invisible air conditioning system. It's great. So, and it's a tri-zone, so there's a zone for the rear and a front and left front, right front zone. So. And then the 17-inch touchscreen it feels like a movie theater. The sound is incredible. So you can really, it's like a home theater experience. So if you're sitting somewhere waiting or for whatever reason or at a supercharger, you can just catch up on what are your favorite Netflix show or iTunes or whatever the case may be, YouTube. And of course, you can also play video games. So, and the same thing for the rear. So you can, basically the system feeds all three screens, and so you can do things the front, rear. It's great. We have an all new sound system designed by Tesla Audio, and we have acoustic glass throughout the car, so the car is very quiet when going down the highway, even at very high speeds, like you're like doing like 100 miles an hour, still quiet. And this is a Tesla-designed codec, so it will keep uploading improved versions of the sound system. It's completely software-defined, so we'll keep tweaking it and dynamically adjusting to whether you're using sort of streaming or whether it's coming via Bluetooth from your phone or different streaming services. It'll actually, and if the data rate changes, it'll adapt that. So basically, it always sounds good. And that's just going to get better. So, yeah. And then we've got an all new UI. So, really want waypoints. Okay, does everybody here want waypoints? Yeah! All right, fine, we'll do waypoints. God damn it. All right. 2 weeks. All right, we'll do waypoints, fine. But obviously it also interfaces with your calendar. So if you just, basically if you just get in the car, and you just sort of swipe down from Navigate. You don't have to enter anything. Just swipe down. The car will automatically figure out if you want to go to home, work, or what's on your calendar. So it'll default to calendar priority. And obviously, if you're at home and it's kind of a weekday or whatever, it assumes you're going to go to work. So you just swipe down, automatically navigates to work, and checks traffic and gives you an optimal route. So it's just like a nice little easy thing. And you can actually set it to automatically generate the most probable route. So you just get in, and it's going to guess what route you want, and you don't have to press anything. Yeah. So anyway, the UI is like basically easy to move around, expand, contract, shift music to the left, to the right, and we're going to keep improving it. So it basically feels like a modern tablet or phone. it's not PS, not PS4, it's PS5. there's never been a car that has state-of-the-art computing technology, state-of-the-art infotainment, where this is literally at the level of a PlayStation 5. So, yeah, I mean, if you think about the future where the car is often in autopilot or full self-driving mode, then entertainment is going to become increasingly important. So you're going to want to watch movies, play games, use the internet, just all the things you want to do if you're not driving. And this is actual PlayStation 5 level performance. So we're going to try to do a gaming demo. Yes. It can play Cyberpunk. So this is somebody playing the car right now. This is so playing live. Yeah. So it's like pretty great. So have fun in the game. It's gonna be great. So all right. So high frame rate will do 60 frames a second with state of the art games. Yeah. All right, so we got incredible performance, interior of the future. I think engineering, that's practically alien. So like I said, simultaneously the safest car in the world and the fastest. This is insane. So we also got look at some things like the power curve. So I think this really illustrates the difference. It maintains 1,000 horsepower all the way up to 200 miles an hour. This car crushes. All right. Yes. All right, and deliveries begin now. So we're in production. We're going to deliver the first 25 cars now, and then basically should be at several hundred cars per week soon, and 1,000 cars a week probably next quarter. So please enjoy. We put a lot of work into this. I'd like to thank the incredible work of the Tesla engineering and production teams. My hat is off to Tesla engineering, production, design, the whole group. They put their heart and soul into this. So hope you enjoy it. So let's deliver some cars. All right.
Alright guys, I'm going to come back on the audio here and we'll keep the stream running. I'm going to lower the music. Hopefully that's an alright level. On Warbeck there on screen, of course. Got a Gary Black sighting in the back there as well. Tim Dodd. So I would imagine that right now Tesla's probably just going to do the probably a few test drives with the people that are there and pass over those first few cars, but it doesn't look like we're going to get anything else out of this event. So I would imagine that this is probably at this point pretty wrapped up for Tesla. I'm just going to keep lowering the audio a little bit here. It looks like a lot of what we had expected, nothing too new. I think before the stream, there was some rumors that maybe the Plaid Model S would have a 405-mile range, something in that ballpark. So looks like Tesla's wrapping up the stream there now, finally. So I'm gonna mute the audio then, and let's just take a look at Tesla.com and see if anything really changed on the design studio there. I would imagine no. We couldn't really see all the slides that Tesla had up there throughout the event, so let's pop over and just see if anything else has changed. Classic wrong keyboard. I told you guys. All right, let me make sure that's in view for everybody. Looks good.
We're gonna go ahead and we'll keep kind of one preview open in case Tesla.
Sorry, I think we got a
part of the stream.
Sounds like we got Dave Lee's live stream up here somewhere.
What happened? The highlights.
Let me just take care of that. And then 1 second. Well, if you guys want to check out Dave's live stream, he's got one. It looked like it autoplayed there after Tesla's closed off. So give me a second to get reoriented here. So it looks like we've still got the 412-mile range here on the long-range version. Looks like 390 still on the Plaid. So no spec changes. I know a lot of people were expecting that from Tesla. Let's go back over here and just look at the expectations that we had and see how people voted. So let me zoom in here. So the blue is the top result. Those were not my votes, just to be clear, but we did have a high expectation of 4680. Because Tesla didn't address that, I assume that there was no 4680 in the Plaid. I still expect those are 18s. Do you believe Tesla will increase the EPA range estimate? So a lot of people are going to be a little bit disappointed on that. We had 76% expecting a range increase. nothing there so far. Again, we did have that leak of 405 miles. We'll see if something, you know, does happen there. Maybe that was just a guess. I haven't had time to look into that as the stream has been going. Version 11 software update will roll out to Model 3 and Model Y this month. So I guess unclear results on this one. We don't really know exactly what's going to happen with that, but Tesla obviously did show off the version 11 software there. So looks like it's ready to go for those new deliveries, which is great. No surprise, one more thing, and no Model X discussion. So we'll have to wait and see on the event, you know, how the reaction in the markets are tomorrow. But yeah, I don't think we can, you know, I don't think there's a whole lot else to say here. Again, a lot of the stuff that we had already known about, I don't think really anything too new. Let me just flip through the notes here and see if there was anything that we'd really... sorry, my clock came back up there. But yeah, just kind of scrolling through here, I don't see too much new. Cyberpunk being able to play that definitely shows off the power of the video gaming system that Tesla's gotten there, the AMD APU and GPU. I guess waypoints is probably... maybe we can count that as the one more thing. I don't know. It's something. People have been clamoring for waypoints for a while. Acoustic glass throughout the car. I'm not sure we had known about that before. As well as the airflow system in the back seats. I think that might have been new 36-watt power supply. That's good. It was nice to get a little bit of information there about the second row seats in terms of just some of the things that Tesla's done to create a little bit more space there in the back seat, which I think will be very welcome to a lot of people. Smart Shift, so they obviously did a little bit of a demo on that. This may be the biggest piece, and unfortunately I was messing around with a little bit with my setup here when Elon said this, but I think he said that they're going to continue to increase the rates on supercharging up to like 280, 300, and then 350 kilowatts, which Jerome had actually leaked on a conference call back in the day, maybe a year ago or so, maybe 6 months, I don't know. I think it was Jerome, had said 350 kilowatts, and we weren't sure if he had misspoke or if that was a leak in terms of where Tesla was trying to get to. So I think I'll have to go back and watch that because, again, I was kind of messing around with making sure everything was working here, but maybe someone can let me know in the chat as well. But yeah, that's super exciting if that is what Elon said, that Tesla continues to work that up beyond 250 kilowatts. The Nürburgring, I actually thought that point was kind of interesting. I expected Tesla to discuss the Laguna Seca lap time. I think they've been getting, you know, somewhere around a minute 30, maybe under that, on their test runs there, but not talking. I didn't expect as much from the Nürburgring because I really thought that'd be like more of a Plaid Plus idea. But when Elon did show the power curve there of, you know, 1,000 horsepower the entire way through the speed band up to 200 miles per hour, it should have, you know, really great performance at the Nürburgring. He talked about the larger radiator there allowing, I think I noted that right, allowing for better control of, you know, the thermal. The thermals, just making sure that everything's not overheating. So we'll have to see. Hopefully they take that back out to the Nürburgring. That was kind of a fun period of time last year when the Taycan and for best lap times on that. Coefficient of drag is 0.208. That's been on Tesla's site. That's nothing new. But he did know that includes wheels in motion. The Mercedes-Benz EQS, which obviously is not in production yet, but I think is later this year or next year. I think they've said like a 0.206. They said some number very small, in a very much small increment ahead of the Tesla's number here. So it'll be interesting to see if that includes wheels in motion or not. 20,000 plus RPM on the motor. They talked about the carbon rotors there. That was pretty interesting. I think those are, again, things that people aren't going to appreciate because you kind of have to have a pretty good understanding of engineering, I think, to really understand those challenges, which I'm not saying I do. I'm just saying Elon's making a good point of a big deal about it, making sure that people take that as a point, but a lot of people won't. So I think that's important. Yeah, and then that's kind of the start of the notes. So I think hopefully people aren't disappointed in this. There's really no reason to be disappointed. Again, this is entirely deserving of an event. These this vehicle is an incredible vehicle. As Elon said, no production car ever has had specs like this. So the fact that we don't get some big one more thing, that's totally fine. Again, that was my expectation going into the event that we wouldn't. So I'm not disappointed in that. I think people just tend to let these rumors build up. You know, you see people on Twitter hyping events, hyping things that they've heard through, you know, whatever sources, and it just, people get excited, they let their imagination run wild, and then, well, we show up and Tesla unveiled the Plaid, you know. It's a good reminder for future events, just try to keep those expectations in check. Try to remember where you heard accurate or inaccurate rumors to keep that in mind for next time. And yeah. So let me just hop back into the chat here. Just got one from Stan here. Really appreciate that, Stan. Thank you. Give me 1 second. Just so we've got a decent background here to put those chats up on. It's a little bit better. I just want to make sure that I didn't miss any, and then we'll wrap the stream up. So Glider Guy pointing out, yes, all new battery, but no specifics. So Elon had mentioned this on a previous conference call that, yes, this is an all new battery. Unfortunately, I wish they would have gone into, you know, what they're doing with the battery, how they've been able to cut so much weight out of the vehicle. I think the carbon, the introduction of the carbon is, you know, that's definitely helping with those factors. But there are certainly things that Tesla didn't talk about that they've done, which I wish we could have gotten a little bit more information on. Battery being one of those. So I expect there's a lot of new developments in the 18650s because, again, I don't think, you know, I think they said, I think if they were using the 4680s here, they probably would have noted that. How does a 1,000 Model S per week fit into your expectations? That is my expectation. That has been what Elon has said. So, you know, I'll have to think a little bit more about those comments after I watch this stream back to see what we might do this quarter and next quarter. But, you know, he's saying 1,000 vehicles per week next quarter. We could see then 13,000, something in that ballpark. You know, probably not that high, but maybe Q4 we get up to like that 13,000 level for the S, and then hopefully on the X as well. And then they're at 100,000 run rate between the two. Elon said he thinks they can push that up even higher. So hopefully they can do that. All right, just making sure I get through the rest of the super chats. What happened with Franz and that hammer? Yeah, I think he was just pointing out that they're going to break some records. I think it was just kind of a joke about the Cybertruck event, which it would have been kind of fun if he had pretended he was going to smash the Model S. But yeah, he was just pointing out that they're going to break some things, which they're doing with the acceleration there in the quarter mile time. Thanks, Walt. Happy to. I hope it worked out okay. Seems like everything went pretty smoothly. This always takes a bunch of prep to make sure everything's working technically. As I said, I'm running two keyboards here. This little note page is actually on my phone because I couldn't get two window captures in this live stream software, so I had to kind of trick it. So I've got a Bluetooth keyboard wired up to my, not wired up, but connected to my phone, running that notepad. Tricks of the trade. No, one more thing, time to collect on bets. Should have. I guess that's what the stock market's for on a day-to-day basis. Okay, I think we're getting through most of them here. I do apologize if I missed anything, but hopefully this has been a fun event for everybody. Not the one I meant to put up. Hopefully this has been a good event for everyone. I do appreciate you guys tuning in, hanging out with me during the stream. Thanks, Rick. I enjoy doing this. It's fun to get an opportunity to just kind of chat away from the normal efficiency focus of Tesla Daily. So hopefully this has been a fun event. I know everyone, you know, hopefully not everyone's, some people may be a little bit disappointed in terms of not a whole lot of new information being revealed here, but we do have, you know, a brand new vehicle here, newly updated vehicle here that's incredible. As Elon said, it's the safest, quickest vehicle on the market, seats 5 comfortably. So, you know, all credit to Tesla, to the engineering team, as Elon said, for further work on this. And unfortunately, expectations get a little bit high coming into events like this, and it takes away from really what Tesla has accomplished, which is unfortunate. So hopefully everyone can take a second at that fact. Appreciate that now deliveries have started after this lengthy delay that we've had. Tesla can move on from this, and we can get these vehicles out on the road to the customers that have been waiting, get them into the books in terms of the financials each quarter. We'll see that impact start here in Q2, but definitely ramp up in Q3 and especially Q4. So a lot to be excited about here, lacking, you know, a one more, any sort of super new specs or anything like that we didn't know about before. There you go, Michael. All right, so I think that's a good spot to leave it. We'll be back tomorrow. I'll share some more of my thoughts, and we'll catch up on any news from today and whatever happens tomorrow. We'll see how the market reacts. You know, I don't think there's a lot here to make the market surprised and move up, but so my guess is we'll probably finish around 600 tomorrow, kind of in the range that we've been on, but we'll just have to wait and see. So yeah, with that, we'll wrap it up. As always, thanks for listening. Make sure you are subscribed before you head out. Make sure, I think we've got a pretty poor ratio for the usual results for Tesla Daily, so if you can help that out, I appreciate it. But make sure you subscribe, signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast, and I'll see you tomorrow for the Friday, June 11th episode of Tesla Daily. Thanks, everybody. Bye.